This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Remembering D-Day, 80 years ago, the Allied invasion that signaled the beginning of the end for Nazi Germany. The AP's Sagar Magani.
President Biden is in France to commemorate D-Day's 80th anniversary and salute those like his uncles who signed up to serve during World War II. His mother had four brothers.
Every one of them volunteered.
One ended up not serving. Three did, like Ambrose Finnegan, who joined the Army Air Corps and died less than a month before D-Day. Pentagon records show Finnegan was a passenger on a plane that ditched in the South Pacific due to engine failure. I'm Sagar Magani.
Millions of Americans have been wrestling with some fierce weather. The AP's Donna Warder.
A tornado struck without warning Wednesday afternoon in suburban Detroit. The twister tore through several neighborhoods in Livonia, Michigan, bringing a tree down onto a house where a woman and her two-year-old were sleeping. The child was killed. A two-week-old sibling who was in a crib in a separate room was not injured. In Montgomery County, Maryland, WJLA spoke with neighbors who say a storm in their community was scary. Tornado warnings were issued Wednesday night for Maryland and several other states, including Ohio, New Jersey, and Delaware. I'm Donna Warder.
In the Southwest, the heat is brutal. It was 111 degrees in Kingman, Arizona yesterday, 106 degrees in Needles, California. Israel hit a school sheltering Palestinians in central Gaza, according to local health officials, killing dozens of people. The Israeli military says Hamas was operating from that school. Russian President Putin is warning that Moscow could provide long-range weapons to others to hit Western targets. He says NATO allies have been allowing Ukraine to use weapons to attack Russian territory. This is AP News. Now to a Washington State man and what authorities say were false reports of trouble.
Ashton Carner Garcia was sentenced to 3 years in prison for making 20 false reports of bombs and shootings. Garcia pleaded guilty in January to two counts of extortion and two counts of threats and hoaxes regarding explosives. He admitted that he intended the calls to cause the deployment of SWAT teams and other police to targeted locations. Law enforcement entered some of the homes with guns drawn and detained people. In two of the cases, he called fake bomb scares for the Fox News station in Cleveland and for a flight from Honolulu to Los Angeles. In another instance, he threatened to bomb an airport in Los Angeles unless he received $200,000 in Bitcoin. Officials say such events divert resources from real emergencies and that some swatting incidents have led to police shooting people. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.